recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight coming from Monsignor Gerard O'Connor. He is the rector at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception here in Portland.
Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. It is a day when we recall the truth that God is three divine persons sharing one divine nature. And for some of us, this may seem a little abstract or a little remote, but it really is not. It's quite a simple thing, and yet at the same time, it's probably one of the most complicated theological topics ever. But why do we believe God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Simply put, because God told us. Jesus told us, we read in St. Today's Gospel there, go out baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We see it in the Gospels at the baptism in the River Jordan, where the voice comes, the Father, and we see the Holy Spirit descend upon Jesus in the form of a dove. We see it at the Transfiguration, the same, the Spirit, the voice, and Jesus, the Son. So this has been revealed to us by God through the Gospels, of course, through Jesus himself. That's why we believe it, simply put, that there are three persons, three divine persons, one divine nature, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And to a certain extent, we're sort of glad that God revealed this to us, because if we'd have tried to come to it by ourselves, we'd have messed it up. And that's why one of these things is like, you know, you look at some things in the great myth religions of the world, the Greeks and the Romans, and they're sort of perfectly uniform, and they never stray, if you like. But they're made up, whereas this would have been really complicated for us to make up. And therefore, the Lord had to tell us this. Otherwise, we might have thought there were two gods in one, or four, or six, or whatever. So it's a revealed piece of our theology. And so, when we're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, our soul is infused with God. We often talk about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, but strictly speaking, theologically, it is the indwelling of the Trinity in our souls. Because God cannot be divided. We don't worship three separate gods. We worship one God who is three divine persons, as he's told us in sacred scripture. So the indwelling of the Trinity is what really we should talk about. And we receive that indwelling, this presence of God in our souls, at our baptism, of course. And the indwelling of God in us is so tremendous that it should have tremendous results in it. If the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are in me, then I should be imitating God that dwells in me. I should be imitating the Blessed Trinity that dwells within me. You know, I often say when we're around someone for a lot of the time, often we pick up their habits or their expressions or phrases or something. We sort of mimic them a little bit. When we're around someone we like or we love, we tend to do what they do and what they like and things like this, right? Think about that. God dwells in you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do we imitate him? Do we, you know, sort of do what he does? Do we like what he likes? Or do we still just do our own thing over here? So that's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And we rightly say, you know, that we can't separate God. Where the Father is, the Son is, and the Holy Spirit. Where the Spirit is, the Father and the Son, of course. And this has been a topic of heresy for many years, of the nature of the Trinity. You know, some people say, well, you know, Jesus was made by God. Well, we will say that in a moment, that he wasn't, he was begotten. Begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, equally of his substance, he's the same as the Father, equal in majesty. And the same as the Spirit is not created by God. He proceeds from the Father and the Son, which means the Father and the Son's love for each other is what we call the Holy Spirit. So the three equal persons of the Trinity. And this is why there was a... there's been a controversy over the years, but it came back in the 70s and 80s of people trying to make make Jesus Christ more human than he was God. And one of the things was that people say, well, you know, when he went away to pray, he had to commune with God because he wasn't in full communion with God as Jesus the man. But we have a long tradition in the church of what we call the beatific vision, that Christ was in the vision of God. Christ and the Father never lost that union that they have as being consubstantial, of the Father begetting the Son. So there was a sort of, you know, there's always, the Trinity is the very complicated subject, of course. We spend a lot of time in it in the seminary. And a lot of people think it's too complicated to get our minds around, but I think we just go back to the simple stuff of Christ told us this. Just as he told us that the Eucharist would be his body and blood, soul and divinity. Just as he told us to eat my flesh and drink my blood. We take him at his word on this. And when he says, go out and baptize in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we understand that God is a Trinitarian God. There are three persons in the one nature. The other thing we've got to remember here as well, of course, is this Trinitarian indwelling in us is most important because it is the life of our soul. And if we extinguish that Trinitarian indwelling, it leads us down a very dark path. And we do that by grave sin. If we commit grave sin, we block this dwelling of the Holy Spirit within us. It's not that God punishes us by removing himself from our souls. It is we who block God out of our souls by committing grave sin because we've turned away from something idolatrous instead of God. We've committed sin, and sometimes we wallow in that sin, and we're quite happy wallowing in that sin for that time being. But we must realize what sin does, it wipes out the Trinitarian indwelling in us. And also from the theological virtues, from faith, hope, and charity, you know, the church teaches that charity is lost. When we live in sin, charity is lost. Faith remains because we can still live in sin and we can still say, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus Christ. So faith is there and hope is there because hope can never be eliminated from our being. Because there's always hope for everybody that God will throw some actual grace into our souls. But the sanctifying habitual grace that we have from our baptism is eliminated when we commit grave sin. So when we're in sin, the Trinity does not dwell within us. So our aim in this life, I would think, is to always have the Trinitarian indwelling. And to understand that the soul is infused with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it is the most noble thing of creation, is the human soul, the human being that has a soul, or the soul that has a body for now. Think about it like that. And whenever we have some trials, whenever we have something, or perhaps we feel as though we're worthless ourselves, etc., understand the infinite value of yourself. Being a creature created in his image and likeness. And close your eyes and look to your soul where you will find, hopefully, the indwelling of the Most Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And this homily highlight comes from Monsignor Gerard O'Connor, rector of St. Mary Cathedral at the Immaculate Conception in downtown Portland.